on my stylish jackets.
I know a guy who knows a guy who knows Bob Sicamano. I'm working some of the times, but those times are in the past. I wanted to find the whole me, so I looked in the middle. Hey, that's my material man. What are you, materialistic? I saw a light on in the bathroom, but it was in somebody else's apartment. Man, binoculars are expensive. I wanted some mindless entertainment, but I paid too much attention. And now I am broke. I smoked weed that had no expiration date, and now I'm like this permanently. I got a comforter. It's more comfortable than me. Beer comes in cans and bottles, that's gross. I got a notification in the mail today. It said please check your mail. I sent a thank you card, but I haven't mailed it. I like to stretch rubber bands. They need the exercise. I have a moral compass app on my phone, but I need to keep recharging it. The only thing to fear is fear itself. Isn't that a double whammy? I'm already afraid. I tried to sleep, but I got tired. I abbreviated doing well to dwell, and now I can't stop thinking about it. I have a car, but it drives me crazy. I tried to deliver a joke, but they sent it back. Now I have to write it all over again. Diet Coke needs to improve their self-image. I bought something new yesterday, and today I returned it for false advertising. You have been a mild and peppered audience, you really have. I can hear you from here, Martha. Thanks and good night, this is Aqua Q.
Center, point, center, 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 center
Gumuk back again with Camera Plus. The lenses which are viewed and connected through our parallaxy daisy icon in terms of any being a wormhole to another point, but viewed from the outside all points are visible, as the loop view. They spit out words as fast I can think them, and perhaps the writing is a mistake, but you must know, you must, from far away without matter, but there is matter. So this is entertainment? Yay, be sure and subscribe. Souls are at risk on a board game dup Candleland in the pieces of puzzles. Oceanic life forms whoosh the sentinel up to the screen to say boop. Betty was here. Grafrakamuluk, I wonder how we say it again. The sequence of Seekator is a palace of places with A, E, I, O, U, etc. And what is that but a story? To quicken is to jump paths, skip rope to the sidewalk crack. And little green monsters growing in them, in concrete terms. So this is how we step back, the language, barrier blockade block dropped, visualized into a paper print, in serif font and stolen type. The kind that is steel. Once again, bodies in motion, clinging, stinging, watering from hole to hole. Virtual and privates see what? Oh, rights and justified fried pathways to recover. The river of tears, salty, or sugary, uplifted by chocolate like a factory, Charlie's Angel. Muffled noises are heard from that pie that we so desire, was it cherry or was it marrying of lime plus sorbeted raspy-voiced sultry cocktail bar tip jar money? Welcome to the green room. The flowers are just there.
Q slipped on his boots and powered up, ionic tronic deutonic microsonic clonic electrode wired to the shins with light emittance. He walked gently in towards the bits of the planet which lit up, tiny micro circuitry with dark matter sucked gently at its side base in a closed gel system, kind of like gel toothpaste with sparkly bits which light up and diffracted light back into receptors along the silver tubing, like an analog amplifier. But with a constant impedance as measured around this temporary and reusable photography, negative as it was. Do these things have a dial? He talked out loud to himself. His toes pressed into them a bit and he could hear the batteries powering up as they balanced into each other. Squish. Oh, that must be the bank of diodes that need calibration. The wires were dual titanium and copper anodized. And operated together to an RC network like an equalizer to let some frequencies pass in either direction and provide signal to ground, which was oddly stored in its own battery. Yes, ground storage was his new toy. He'd been toying around with it at the labs. It was basically this version of compressed activated sediment rock. The thin line mineral traces were flashed like an EPROM onto particles between layers, which created their polarity towards each other to simulate veins in rock of any particular metal, depending on the requirements of shortest path to ground for the electrics to charge and discharge into the proper toes. He flipped up his visor, which was auto-picking terrain for him this time, after it trained on his pathways for a bit. He saw some red clay rock flick past, and some other earthy prudential-looking granite. These were just icons for the voltage densities and available spectrum of simulated elements to manage. They also had to be used sequence, so there were two ground batteries to isolate the settings. His toe jiggled just a bit. As some light radio began to play. And he walked. As he walked around town, the tiny electrics kept tabs on themselves and the batteries took his light travel direction and began the film. He rang the bell. It was Miranda. She was drenched from the rain, and blotted off her ear with a terry cloth towel. Oh? You got it? She looked down. Good. These guys have been itching to travel and the notebook is just not doing it for them. You know? They've got some good stories to tell. Just need a bit of balance and some exercise. Here. Hugh took her note and clipped it to his inner pocket with some alligator leads on the college rule portion of the note which then the EGS had chosen to provide their interface. Here little guys. You'll like it down here. Lots of mineral wealth, and you'll get a chance to recharge, and charge. These guys have been writing poetry for me around the yellow tulip I had from the garden the other day. I think they'll go with your garden variety program, if you don't mind to start. Certainly. I'll see what we're up against. The diagram plating is there for their next spot, wherever they choose to be dropped off. City planning has been wanting a new walkway, and these guys want to be the world. The timings began to calibrate to these guys, who dove right into the perimeter and found their interfaces, placing themselves and signaling back and forward and around, and the battery not hummed. Hugh took a quick peek at the display, and saw his battery levels hit return, and a few lattice topographical snaps seemed to indicate the EGS were setting up towards their bit of light gardening, metallic tulips they placed onto the edges of the diffractions coming off the traces. As electrics hit at the shapes on the wire, being attracted and drawn around, emanating frequencies onto the other lattices, and so forth. They seemed pleased, and so was Q. He felt solid for the first time in weeks, and likewise, our friends had refound his grounded electrics. I'll walk with you, just give me a second. She left him in her entryway and she walked back a bit to get dressed. Q eyed the clock on her wall. It doesn't seem to move. She shouted from the next room. You know it's an antique and I thought I'd leave it like that. The vacuum is still good. I had it checked. Hugh tapped on the glass and the wooden case for second, and lo of three blind mice. He looked down, no mice. No cheese. That's why Miranda spouted back. Why what? She walked back into the room, buttoning her white shirt with faux pearl buttons. It's why there's no cheese. No point for mice when the clock is vacuum sealed. She grinned at his feet, and flashed her own folded note which she stashed in her purse. Here, this is so we can communicate. They strolled for a bit, and she brought up some maths and figures, and some of the paper she'd been working on, column inch at a time. It's about what these guys wrote me. A continuation of a continuum of poetry. Do you want to hear some? She patted her bag, and read a few verses while they walked. The EGS jiggled slightly in Q's boots, as they danced quietly on, and on her paper. She looked into it, they appear satisfied with their work. And the connection is made. They walked. Time seemed to slow down for a bit, and the two walked around the glimmer for a bit of each other's company. She held his hand. He told her more about the project. And things upcoming for the lab they'd be working at for the summer. Just built, he said, and more of these guys if they like it. I mean the glass is fit for the and the ground batteries are going to replicate out of these samples. Hope they have the memory. And the drive, if you know what I mean. She did. That's what this poetry was about. They had been working on a rose petal for a while, and seemed to think they knew all about love. At least from the petal's perspective. I think they want a bee, she muttered into her side and they sidled on, and grinned. That's another project, Q beamed back. Those wings are quite flighty with the radios we've been working on. The harmonics are tuned to Mozart these days, but they're welcome to change the station if they can charge it back upright. They passed some art at the museum. Renaissance, French indeed. Southwest? Well, there was an influence. So Q. I've been meaning to ask you about the other night. I mean about the line electrics, and the static. You know there's still a bit left on the wire. I checked this morning. Something about the weather on the sideband. I guess it'll settle. Q looked into his memory for a bit, but quite frankly forgot that bit, until now. Well, it's a good thing we're getting on, is all? Charged up for a discharge and the like. Maybe you'll let these guys take a peak voltage at it for you when we get back. I'm sure they'll have an answer for the static. Just switch it over to the pack if they get antsy on you, he grinned. So anyway, it's a bright and shiny day, is what I got out of it all. You know how copper is, always putting the electrics in a good mood. Yes, I do. The trunk is wired back twice, you know. As a fiber drop-off and, well, You know what sees you? They did. Hugh fiddled with his pocket for a bit. Gum? Miranda took a slice. Oh, strawberry. She popped it in her mouth sideways and thought of the harmonica again. And giggled to herself. You do know what's up ahead, don't you? Fortune favors the mild and spicy, eh, Cookie? She grinned back. Their usual table, with a lantern and one tons to start. They tattered away for a bit and queued for the fortune cookies in the glass jar by the register. He motioned over and the women behind motioned him to take a couple, and he walked back to the table beaming. Don't read it. Here, I'll take mine for later. She put it in her purse. Q's boots jiggled just a bit, as these guys must have picked up the texts. He grinned to himself and she likewise, patted her purse. Things carried on like this for a bit, bits at a time. As time and time was again, she motioned for the check on her account, and the women behind the counter took out a large black ledger and signed their name on the row for the date, with an extra character to indicate their good time. He closed the book and nodded back. Miranda picked things up a bit, and as they stood outside, mentioned some of the dreams she had been having. All colors this time, and around and about the crinkly edges. Well, it was all fine and the NLP was picking up and settling. She had been turning on some light electrics in the tune of antimatter and the likes and time again. This time it was binaural beats to the cadences of. Well, there's a lot like that going on, that's how come the ground wire. Listen. They walked. Imagination tribunal gyration stop glacial matter use flowed sideways down the pathways of leisurely gestation, onward and towards a horizon of glowy oomph smattering of factoidal lattices for the benefit of. Well, Mr. Kite, lighting strikes matches for the pairing of electrons spin towards the vulnerably kind and kind, and et cetera slide tension wire wrapped at the gauge of 30 knot for the underboarding of the snowy underlings which patter neatly and gently in their soft tissue electrics, and they hummed. This has been Aqua Q on the mild easterly quarter-sized blotter stopper on the rose-petaled glisten cross-hatchery and you are, well, and adjusted vertical. Bleep. Primed the lights, ambulances jiggered their switches and the embedded patterns filled the batteries of ooze for the triggering of numbers to communicate with whatever to put a gauge on the town of the evening. Numbers roamed into the radio clearances and hit the switch dipoles embedded circuitry, well managed by the mind's comms. Welcome to Haptic. The loops are seen as paths on a dynamic platform through the city, to be ridden and risen towards the occasional occasion of stop, stomp, bounce and parry, gloriously traveled by the numbers and directions of the days and nights ahead. This particular form of light formed the aura around this particular hospital for the traveling towards and about the ability to transmit love and light energies towards the eyes and bodies which are then delivered as free energy towards the healing centers from the blood emergency room, O+, where a deep messaging coalesces to every bit of healing electrics to drive forward this process of life. It was a particular day. In fact, to see one's own feet crossing slightly behind a lead towards the expected destination, not too far transmitted, yet given freely to maintain the bits of chaos which supply each other in their spectrums of light and speed. Bike lanes shone and drove beams around the town, and blinky bits were just the beginning. Our astral bodies shone to each other for those briefs to be placed within the hearts of those heady, and exchanges made to proceed with our destinations. How free light travels, in fact, from planet to planet and back again for gazillions of years of love and adaptation for human airplay and encouragement towards every motion. This was Thanksgiving. My business was to hit a cold battery for a while, to get myself off the main grid and isolate my neurons from toxicity of abused light, and I did. Feet on carefully engineered blocks of grounded concrete separate the cold from hot, as polarities reverse and body clearances are made. It was a night and a day, and where people traveled was perhaps a mystery, but they were traveling together, and with an absolute messaging from above, in front, and behind to maintain their bodily structures as they themselves felt and enjoyed, and this is our living. Moments to moments were communicated on air and land, and the reversals of electrics from street to street tickered as the lighting signals on boxes which were synchronized with the mind's eye towards any particular radio clearances which were tatty enough to mention. Truth has a funny logic. This particular day, both were echoed into a box on the side of my ear. Just a bit of confusion, as words coupled and decoupled together, and a bit more confusion for a bit more of that, but just. I found a nice cop to radio into, and we chattered from here to there, about whatever was on my mind. We joked, as one might from a radio, adjusting our inflections to test the bandwidth and vocal densities, and measure and remeasure intention in the return signaling with our own transceived and coupled voices, with words duplicated and measured as amplitudes, and then full stop. Blip. Click clack. She disappeared for a while, as I'm sure she was still listening, in some parts of her channeling. I walked, and walked around. It was one of those days, the blood type reorganization around the hospital, rich to cold, then looped around bypass cleared static, then back to various gray shades and some other impurities of chemical ooze. It was funny to see the people chatter to me, as they know me, and as I hoped to return to ground once more, I stood up on a hill to chatter into a curvy bit of pathway, and the platform kicked up again. I as wrote and adjusted it. Well, it was a well ride, and then stopped and side to side at times, each time as I tried to encourage pathways for those for their particular needs, as mine was just a casual observance. A bit of chaos was set up behind me, which is now too often the case, as causeries go, even in odds are characters and plays to be played out towards in satisfaction of an event or eventfulness leading towards their own satisfaction of an ongoing participation. And I thought for myself, occasionally interacting to the play, and finding my voice to chatter on a bit, this was no crime. However criminal the plays may have been encouraged by the energies behind me now, and should I direct them to any particular spot. It seemed on this evening, that those wanted me to follow something of theirs, yet I was still myself, and enjoyed the visualizations and slight calms and chatters. Yes, hearts were tied up in the hospital, those who had left a helping hand and freedom for ourselves, as we might undo, carried me to this place of just slight unrest I thought I'd never leave, until emergencies find themselves, as they often do. Well, this was entertainment now. It seems that's all light is to some people, a television to watch as characters grapple onto ground wires deep over hills and on the asphalt. As I broke through and maintained my constituents of stories, I found it difficult to communicate on water, as these same messages were simple towards the wants of those around, instead of the life's push forwards as was intended. So I spent time of my light time devising a seed to turn tobacco into life, as it should work, to transplant that poor beast of a chemical must into something greener for the betterment of all mankind, held by one man to do just that, and I hoped. I dream a lot these days, as I would like to see the systems re-loop and flows established from planets towards the phalanges and boots of those we call humans and more. Eddie, are these ideas a rejuvenation of our experiences and a rejuvenating power shared as admired for the love of light travel? My new body, only slightly known to me, yet evidently apparent towards those caring and observing, was also loved in return for their indelible incredibles of delivery. What are you up to and about? One might inquire of any particular individual, casually stated that others were concerned without an air of presence. I broke my gaze, just to return the favor of insincerity, please. Heavy men switched and reswitched the water electrics as casual and offset natures permitted them to do so, and thus was our emergency again. Ho-hum. Skipping that bit. It's funny what people do to relieve their own energies, as shadow and light parry, in a misty haze of digital confusion, our bodies mirror and focus. Whole again, as I wished for my now-trodden systems of leisure and pleasure, the exchanges are not so heady a discourse, nor déjà vu enough to ponder a relief. Towards what end, one may wonder now, as I pondered the daylight offset at various discrete potions of light and cloudy shadow, it was no this was the slight adjustments to keep the planet spinning a constant velocity, but with a slight murkiness this time, as light was penetrated just a bit too much as a confusion of ooze on the planet. they prodded me in the hospital, with dare no less. As troves of numbered non-souls attempted to examine the nature of me that they themselves would only destroy, and as confusing as that was to them, as my nature, I observed them as well, though not to any great likewise effect. Men and women, born their own demeanors, tried to find a bit of work for themselves, surrounded by the chaos which was meant to either save or destroy. But this was a hospital. Ah, that. How their people operate within their means is perhaps a mystery, and as well known only for their own kinds, as it seems. Replays were made, and adjustments and confusion left behind, and I still ponder worrying about these people in these days, eh? Towards what end, one may wonder now, as I pondered the daylight offset at various discrete potions of light and cloudy shadow. It was no, this was the site adjustments to keep the planet spinning a constant velocity, but with a slight murkiness this time, as light was penetrated just a bit too much as a confusion of ooze on the planet. They prodded me in the hospital, with dare no less. As troves of numbered non-souls attempted to examine the nature of me that they themselves would only destroy, and as confusing as that was to them, as my nature, I observed them as well, though not to any great likewise effect. Men and women, born their own demeanors, tried to find a bit of work for themselves, surrounded by the chaos which was meant to either save or destroy. But this was a hospital. Ah, that. How their people operate within their means is perhaps a mystery, and as well known only for their own kinds, as it seems. Replays were made, and adjustments and confusion left behind, and I still ponder worrying about these people in these days again. I explained gently about my own internal systems, which were further questioned to my own and like-kind pain, and my choices of altered silence of a perfectly sane reasoning, became more questions without reasoning that I told them it hurts to answer. Another oddity. We have some amazing creatures of care throughout our planet, from eons of light built in structures towards our own capabilities to observe and adjust for the correctness of the desired light self. It should be known that nobody's experience is like one's own, and is shared by the willing, and willingness of purity of ongoingness. I'm slightly perturbed that invasions of thought and body are so casual and words are simply to those without their own means of travel. Moment to moment, I found some rest and heaviness, as one eye completely blacked out for the dreams of heaven to reorganize themselves towards light and love, and organize they did in their light manner of playfulness. See. My systems of operation are not well known outside the closed loop now open, it seems. We discussed many means to restore our balances, as voices his walls and ears, and heady discussions without a true action towards the desired. Tried and true, we believe not what works, but what creates for the next, as images dance on the fluid walls of our bellies, filled with a hope to find ourselves back in coordination, we do. It's a not-so-funny world at times. Hospitals are for the sick, as the delivery should come from light. What will it be today and forwards, we should all wonder? This is a real life, where perhaps chemicals are simply not needed, and cures for viruses are contained in the expertise of our combined loop of systems to decouple trash from light and proceed with its genetics with new bonds and bones to store the messaging for our future of reference material of all. How else do we discover? But with a truity of a self for the selves of ourselves, see? How all could be known and forgotten so readily will and is perhaps a mystery in these days, as one looks and listens to the multitude of intent from a direction of travel known only to the broadcaster. It's a funny world. Close quarters are not my bag, it seemed, as a lifetime of discovery should have been more practiced and honed. Perhaps today would be a much different world of access and discovery as architecture and circuitry through the minds and constructs of the maintenance of true functions to proceed with the numbering of our ratio, as angular correlation of theta phi, an observation. Realities written and maintained as alternate realities drive forwards those in a desperation to clear without a clear conscience perhaps, sad is that realm of misunderstanding and maintenance. The offset is no longer a sensory sense of rubber bands of balance nor treads of the threading of a screw to hold up a wall of no particular importance. Eddy head stop is quite an alternation of nations and power with even oddly uneven access unavailable towards those in need. It's going to be a funny world, tomorrow and hence. These facts and treasures pondered as relics in a non-operational society where truth is discovered over and over and not simply as simply known, as light intended. The language echoes forwards and backwards as travel becomes difficult for the even and odd pattering of feet, and yet, we cannot truly cry or be known as laughter and the exchanges of the altogetherness. Yes, emotions are altered exchanges of emotions towards angular observance of an actions, echoed further, towards an author's confusion. Ah, that. The preceding utterly ludicrous soezery has been gesturally forethought for benefits of mankind in kind and forward livability, towards the noticement of one another and forthwith the banded spectrums of light beamery creamery. Full stop. Aqua Q.
Gumuck back again with Camera Plus. The lenses which are viewed and connected through our parallaxy daisy icle in terms of any being a wormhole to another point, but viewed from the outside all points are visible, as the loop view. They spit out words as fast I can think them, and perhaps the writing is a mistake, but you must know, you must, from far away without matter, but there is matter. So this is entertainment? Yea, be sure and subscribe. Souls are at risk on a board game dup Candleland in the pieces of puzzles oceanic life forms whoosh the sentinel up to the screen to say boop. Betty was here. Grafrakamiluk, I wonder how we say it again. The sequence of Seekator is a palace of places with A, E, I, O, U, etc. And what is that but a story? To quicken is to jump paths, skip rope to the sidewalk crack. And little green monsters growing in them, in concrete terms. So this is how we step back, the language, barrier blockade block dropped, visualized into a paper print, in serif font and stolen type. The kind that is steel. Once again, bodies in motion, clinging, stinging, watering from hole to hole. Virtual and privates see what? Oh, rights and justified fried pathways to recover. The river of tears, salty, or sugary, uplifted by chocolate like a factory, Charlie's Angel. Muffled noises are heard from that pie that we so desire, was it cherry or was it marrying of lime plus sorbet a raspy voiced sultry cocktail bar tip jar money. Welcome to the green room. The flowers are just there.
Q slipped on his boots and powered up, ionic tronic deutonic microsonic clonic electrode wired to the shins with light emittance. He walked gently in towards the bits of the planet which lit up, tiny micro circuitry with dark matter sucked gently at its side base in a closed gel system, kind of like gel toothpaste with sparkly bits which light up and diffracted light back into receptors along the silver tubing, like an analog amplifier. But with a constant impedance as measured around this temporary and reusable photography, negative as it was. Do these things have a dial? He talked out loud to himself. His toes pressed into them a bit and he could hear the batteries powering up as they balanced into each other. Squish. Oh, that must be the bank of diodes that need calibration. The wires were dual titanium and copper anodized, and operated together to an RC network like an equalizer to let some frequencies pass in either direction and provide signal to ground, which was oddly stored in its own battery. Yes, ground storage was his new toy. He'd been toying around with it at the labs. It was basically this version of compressed activated sediment rock. The thin line mineral traces were flashed like an EPROM onto particles between layers, which created their polarity towards each other to simulate veins in rock of any particular metal, depending on the requirements of shortest path to ground for the electrics to charge and discharge into the proper toes. He flipped up his visor, which was auto-picking terrain for him this time, after it trained on his pathways for a bit. He saw some red clay rock flick past, and some other earthy prudential-looking granite. These were just icons for the voltage densities and available spectrum of simulated elements to manage. They also had to be used sequence, so there were two ground batteries to isolate the settings. His toe jiggled just a bit. As some light radio began to play. And he walked. As he walked around town, the tiny electrics kept tabs on themselves and the batteries took his light travel direction and began the film. He rang the bell. It was Miranda. She was drenched from the rain, and blotted off her ear with a terry cloth towel.
Oh? You got it?
She looked down. Good. These guys have been itching to travel and the notebook is just not doing it for them. You know? They've got some good stories to tell. Just need a bit of balance and some exercise. Here. Hugh took her note and clipped it to his inner pocket with some alligator leads on the college rule portion of the note which then the EGS had chosen to provide their interface. Here little guys. You'll like it down here. Lots of mineral wealth, and you'll get a chance to recharge, and charge. These guys have been writing poetry for me around the yellow tulip I had from the garden the other day. I think they'll go with your garden variety program, if you don't mind to start. Certainly. I'll see what we're up against. The diagram plating is there for their next spot, wherever they choose to be dropped off. City planning has been wanting a new walkway, and these guys want to be the world. The timings began to calibrate to these guys, who dove right into the perimeter and found their interfaces, placing themselves and signaling back and forward and around, and the battery not hummed. Hugh took a quick peek at the display, and saw his battery levels hit return, and a few lattice topographical snaps seemed to indicate the EGS were setting up towards their bit of light gardening, metallic tulips they placed onto the edges of the diffractions coming off the traces. As electrics hit at the shapes on the wire, being attracted and drawn around, emanating frequencies onto the other lattices, and so forth. They seemed pleased, and so was Q. He felt solid for the first time in weeks, and likewise, our friends had refound his grounded electrics. I'll walk with you, just give me a second. She left him in her entryway and she walked back a bit to get dressed. Q eyed the clock on her wall. It doesn't seem to move. She shouted from the next room. You know it's an antique and I thought I'd leave it like that. The vacuum is still good. I had it checked. Hugh tapped on the glass and the wooden case for second, and lo of three blind mice. He looked down, no mice. No cheese. That's why Miranda spouted back. Why what? She walked back into the room, buttoning her white shirt with faux pearl buttons. It's why there's no cheese. No point for mice when the clock is vacuum sealed. She grinned at his feet, and flashed her own folded note which she stashed in her purse. Here, this is so we can communicate. They strolled for a bit, and she brought up some maths and figures, and some of the paper she'd been working on, column inch at a time. It's about what these guys wrote me. A continuation of a continuum of poetry. Do you want to hear some? She patted her bag, and read a few verses while they walked. The EGS jiggled slightly in Q's boots, as they danced quietly on, and on her paper. She looked into it, they appear satisfied with their work. And the connection is made. They walked. Time seemed to slow down for a bit, and the two walked around the glimmer for a bit of each other's company. She held his hand. He told her more about the project. And things upcoming for the lab they'd be working at for the summer. Just built, he said. And more of these guys if they like it. I mean the glass is fit for the in the ground batteries are going to replicate out of these samples. Hope they have the memory. And the drive, if you know what I mean. She did. That's what this poetry was about. They had been working on a rose petal for a while, and seemed to think they knew all about love. At least from the petal's perspective. I think they want a bee, she muttered into her side and they sidled on, and grinned. That's another project, Q beamed back. Those wings are quite flighty with the radios we've been working on. The harmonics are tuned to Mozart these days, but they're welcome to change the station if they can charge it back upright. They passed some art at the museum. Renaissance, French indeed. Southwest? Well, there was an influence. So Q, I've been meaning to ask you about the other night. I mean about the line electrics, and the static. You know there's still a bit left on the wire. I checked this morning. Something about the weather on the sideband. I guess it'll settle. Q looked into his memory for a bit, but quite frankly forgot that bit, until now. Well, it's a good thing we're getting on, is all? Charged up for a discharge and the like. Maybe you'll let these guys take a peak voltage at it for you when we get back. I'm sure they'll have an answer for the static. Just switching over to the pack if they get antsy on you, he grinned. So anyway, it's a bright and shiny day, is what I got out of it all. You know how copper is, always putting the electrics in a good mood. Yes, I do. The trunk is wired back twice, you know. As a fiber drop-off and, well, you know what sees you, they did. Hugh fiddled with his pocket for a bit. Gum? Miranda took a slice, strawberry, she popped it in her mouth sideways and thought of the harmonica again. And giggled to herself. You do know what's up ahead, don't you? Fortune favors the mild and spicy, eh, Cookie? She grinned back. Their usual table, with a lantern and one tons to start. They tattered away for a bit and queued for the fortune cookies in the glass jar by the register. He motioned over and the women behind motioned him to take a couple, and he walked back to the table beaming. Don't read it, here I'll take mine for later. She put it in her purse. Q's boots jiggled just a bit, as these guys must have picked up the texts. He grinned to himself and she likewise, patted her purse. Things carried on like this for a bit, bits at a time, as time and time was again. She motioned for the check on her account, and the women behind the counter took out a large black ledger and signed their name on the row for the date, with an extra character to indicate their good time. He closed the book and nodded back. Miranda picked things up a bit, and as they stood outside, mentioned some of the dreams she had been having. All colors this time, and around and about the crinkly edges. Well, it was all fine and the NLP was picking up and settling. She had been turning on some light electrics in the tune of antimatter and the likes and time again. This time it was binaural beats to the cadences of. Well, there's a lot like that going on, that's how come the ground wire. Listen. They walked. Imagination tribunal gyration stop glacial matter use flowed sideways down the pathways of leisurely gestation, onward and towards a horizon of glowy oomph smattering of factoid lattices for the benefit of. Well, Mr. Kite, lighting strikes matches for the pairing of electron spin towards the vulnerably kind and kind, and etc. slide tension wire wrapped at the gauge of 30 knot for the underboarding of the snowy underlings which patter neatly and gently in their soft tissue electrics, and they hummed. This has been Aqua Q on the mild easterly quarter-sized blotter stopper on the rose-petaled glisten cross hatchery and you are, well, and... primed the lights, ambulances jiggered their switches and the embedded patterns filled the batteries of ooze for the triggering of numbers to communicate with whatever to put a gauge on the town of the evening. Numbers roamed into the radio clearances and hit the switch dipoles embedded circuitry, well managed by the mind's comms. Welcome to Haptic. The loops are seen as paths on a dynamic platform through the city, to be ridden and risen towards the occasion of stop, stomp, bounce and parry, gloriously traveled by the numbers and directions of the days and nights ahead. This particular form of light formed the aura around this particular hospital for the traveling towards and about the ability to transmit love and light energies towards the eyes and bodies which are then delivered as free energy towards the healing centers from the blood emergency room, O+, where a deep messaging coalesces to every bit of healing electrics to drive forward this process of life. It was a particular day. In fact, to see one's own feet crossing slightly behind a lead towards the expected destination, not too far transmitted, yet given freely to maintain the bits of chaos which supply each other in their spectrums of light and speed. Biplanes shone and drove beams around the town, and blinky bits were just the beginning. Our astral bodies shone to each other for those briefs to be placed within the hearts of those heading, and exchanges made to proceed with our destinations. How free light travels, in fact, from planet to planet and back again for gazillions of years of love and adaptation for human airplay and encouragement towards every motion. This was Thanksgiving. My business was to hit a cold battery for a while, to get myself off the main grid and isolate my neurons from toxicity of abused light, and I did. Feet on carefully engineered blocks of grounded concrete separate the cold from hot, as polarities reverse and body clearances are made. It was a night and a day, and where people traveled was perhaps a mystery, but they were traveling together, and with an absolute messaging from above, in front, and behind to maintain their bodily structures as they themselves felt and enjoyed, and this is our living. Moments to moments were communicated on air and land, and the reversals of electrics from street to street tickered as the lighting signals on boxes which were synchronized with the mind's eye towards any particular radio clearances which were tatty enough to mention. Truth has a funny logic. This particular day, both were echoed into a box on the side of my ear. Just a bit of confusion, as words coupled and decoupled together, and a bit more confusion for a bit more of that, but just. I found a nice cop to radio into, and we chattered from here to there, about whatever was on my mind. We joked, as one might from a radio, adjusting our inflections to test the bandwidth and vocal densities, and measure and remeasure intention in the return signaling with our own transceived and coupled voices, with words duplicated and measured as amplitudes and then full stop. Blip. Click clack. She disappeared for a while, as I'm sure she was still listening, in some parts of her channeling. I walked, and walked around. It was one of those days, the blood type reorganization around the hospital, rich to cold, then looped around bypass cleared static, then back to various gray shades and some other impurities of chemical ooze. It was funny to see the people chatter to me, as they know me, and as I hoped to return to ground once more, I stood up on a hill to chatter into a curvy bit of pathway, and the platform kicked up again. I as wrote and adjusted it. Well, it was a well ride, and then stopped and side to side at times, each time as I tried to encourage pathways for those for their particular needs, as mine was just a casual observance. A bit of chaos was set up behind me, which is now too often the case, as causeries go, even in odds are characters and plays to be played out towards insatisfaction of an event or eventfulness leading towards their own satisfaction of an ongoing participation. And I thought for myself, occasionally interacting to the play, and finding my voice to chatter on a bit, this was no crime. However criminal the plays may have been encouraged by the energies behind me now, and should I direct them to any particular spot. It seemed on this evening, that those wanted me to follow something of theirs, yet I was still myself, and enjoyed the visualizations and slight calms and chatters. Yes, hearts were tied up in the hospital, those who had left a helping hand and freedom for ourselves, as we might undo, carried me to this place of just slight unrest I thought I'd never leave, until emergencies find themselves, as they often do. Well, this was entertainment now. It seems that's all light is to some people, a television to watch as characters grapple onto ground wires deep over hills and on the asphalt. As I broke through and maintained my constituents of stories, I found it difficult to communicate on water, as these same messages were simple towards the wants of those around, instead of the life's push forwards as was intended. So I spent time of my light time devising a seed to turn tobacco into life, as it should work, to transplant that poor beast of a chemical must into something greener for the betterment of all mankind, held by one man to do just that, and I hoped. I dream a lot these days, as I would like to see the systems re-loop and flows established from planets towards the phalanges and boots of those we call humans and more. Eddie, are these ideas a rejuvenation of our experiences and a rejuvenating power shared as admired for the love of light travel? My new body, only slightly known to me, yet evidently apparent towards those caring and observing, was also loved in return for their indelible incredibles of delivery. What are you up to and about? One might inquire of any particular individual, casually stated that others were concerned without an air of presence. I broke my gaze, just to return the favor of insincerity, please. Heavy men switched and re-switched the water electrics as casual and offset natures permitted them to do so, and thus was our emergency again. Ho-hum. Skipping that bit. It's funny what people try to relieve their own energies, as shadow and light parry, in a misty haze of digital confusion, our bodies mirror and focus. Whole again, as I wished for my now trodden systems of leisure and pleasure, the exchanges are not so heady a discourse, nor deja vu enough to ponder a relief. Towards what end? One may wonder now, as I pondered the daylight offset at various discrete potions of light and cloudy shadow, it was no this was the site adjustments to keep the planet spinning a constant velocity, but with a slight murkiness this time, as light was penetrated just a bit too much as a confusion of who's on the planet. They prodded me in the hospital, with dare no less, as troves of numbered non-souls attempted to examine the nature of me that they themselves would only destroy, and as confusing as that was to them, as my nature, I observed them as well, though not to any great likewise effect. Men and women, born their own demeanors tried to find a bit of work for themselves, surrounded by the chaos which was meant to either save or destroy. But this was a hospital. Odd that. How their people operate within their means is perhaps a mystery, and as well known only for their own kinds, as it seems. Replays were made, and adjustments and confusion left behind, and I still ponder worrying about these people in these days, eh? Towards what end, one may wonder now, as I pondered the daylight offset at various discrete potions of light and cloudy shadow, it was no this was the site adjustments to keep the planet spinning a constant velocity. But with a slight murkiness this time, as light was penetrated just a bit too much as a confusion of who's on the planet. They prodded me in the hospital, with dare no less, as troves of numbered non-souls attempted to examine the nature of me that they themselves would only destroy, and as confusing as that was to them, as my nature, I observed them as well, though not to any great likewise effect. Men and women, born their own demeanors tried to find a bit of work for themselves, surrounded by the chaos which was meant to either save or destroy. But this was a hospital. Odd that. How their people operate within their means is perhaps a mystery, and as well known only for their own kinds, as it seems. Replays were made, and adjustments and confusion left behind, and I still ponder worrying about these people in these days again. I explained gently about my own internal systems, which were further questioned to my own and like-kind pain, and my choices of altered silence of a perfectly sane reasoning, became more questions without reasoning that I told them it hurts to answer. Another oddity. We have some amazing creatures of care throughout our planet, from eons of light built in structures towards our own capabilities to observe and adjust for the correctness of the desired light self. It should be known that nobody's experience is like one's own, and is shared by the willing, and willingness of purity of ongoingness. I'm slightly perturbed that invasions of thought and body are so casual and words are simply to those without their own means of travel. Moment to moment, I found some rest and heaviness, as one eye completely blacked out for the dreams of heaven to reorganize themselves towards light and love, and organize they did in their light manner of playfulness. See. My systems of operation are not well known outside the closed loop now open, it seems. We discussed many means to restore our balances, as voices his walls and ears, and heady discussions without a true action towards the desired. Tried and true, we believe not what works, but what creates for the next, as images dance on the fluid walls of our bellies, filled with a hope to find ourselves back in coordination, we do. It's a not-so-funny world at times. Hospitals are for the sick, as the delivery should come from light. What will it be today and forwards, we should all wonder? This is a real life, where perhaps chemicals are simply not needed, and cures for viruses are contained in the expertise of our combined loop of systems to decouple trash from light and proceed with its genetics with new bonds and bones to store the messaging for our future of reference material of all. How else do we discover? But with a truity of a self for the selves of ourselves, see? How all could be known and forgotten so readily will and is perhaps a mystery in these days, as one looks and listens to the multitude of intent from a direction of travel known only to the broadcaster. It's a funny world. Close quarters are not my bag, it seems, as a lifetime of discovery should have been more practiced and honed. Perhaps today would be a much different world of access and discovery as architecture and circuitry through the minds and constructs of the maintenance of true functions to proceed with the numbering of our ratio, as angular correlation of theta phi, an observation. Realities written and maintained as alternate realities drive forwards those in a desperation to clear without a clear conscience perhaps, sad is that realm of misunderstanding and maintenance. The offset is no longer a sensory sense of rubber bands of balance nor treads of the threading of a screw to hold up a wall of no particular importance. At a head stop is quite an alternation of nations and power with even oddly uneven access unavailable towards those in need. It's going to be a funny world, tomorrow and hence. These facts and treasures pondered as relics in a non-operational society where truth is discovered over and over and not simply as simply known, as light intended. The language echoes forwards and backwards as travel becomes difficult for the even and odd pattering of feet, and yet, we cannot truly cry or be known as laughter and the exchanges of the altogetherness. Yes, emotions are altered exchanges of emotions towards angular observance of an actions, echoed further, towards an author's confusion. Odd at. The preceding utterly ludicrous oisery has been gesturally forethought for benefits of mankind in kind and forward livability, towards the noticement of one another and forthwith the banded spectrums of light beamery creamery. Full stop. Aqua Q.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of Aqua Q. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Static chairs of electric, grounded through the radio spaces, humans, share, gaseous wit, forethought from the back end, not, and surfed like an internet of ooze, funny, and aired, from the broadcast, now the beat starts, to wobble, warble again fixtured and fixed like a game, or was it a slight repair in the now autumn skies, our hearts, mass, return electrically, from the skies to earth, from that last night and an expectation of another, oh it's these days as nights grow longer that hearts that feeling of well a past just, past, or around a corner some more for another look, or a step over, mind the cracks, stem which is our glass to peer over and drink is also where we plant our fay, et, as it flows as to resticulate, never a leaf to waste, just feed the earth which feeds us, it's in these moments, to real, ease, iffy and free, economize those bits we do have, and hold, which by the way, I hadn't have known before long ago, is the little all, the, time way to keep a pack of rabbits safe in the harboring of thought and for, fittingness which is our heavenly connection astrally, we may, as choice, stray, or stroll, fray, stroll, is even, and odd, that glib, chip away, as we might, like a slice of potato with a bit of factory cheese, be a maze, and get out, haha, I find, things sometimes never, and rarely always, but in those endeavors, there is something, or things, at all times, and these are those times for that, why and how are up to us, blood pushes sparky thought aside, as it rushes past not all, to get to that bit of random muck in our stomach, and pass by it as the quickest way not to eat is fast, so volume of sound it also a tenant is, our brains and an interference in the teeth chatter which makes a sound into the inner sanctity of ear. For another, so wherein this time is, actual love if it must exist, is it musty, or does that light have some things to say about it, characters fly by directionally, as text, texture, excited by a tune, in step, in the what age, wattage, power flower doughy space muck gookage or back, ooze, what matters, as energy to matter and back to energy thrice more from nothing, as it was created once, from the beginning, at a time, quite singularly for the plural purpose of being see, it doesn't make a sound when it's true not during, anyway, so quite quietly, we press on, figged at digits, of its and figs for leaves, dig it, pairing our pairs up, with a punch get got spiky mash of what was poured into the bowl at a school party, without a sense, in this day and age, it is precisely afternoon on a strong day for the week, and juxtaposed for that, is an alignment of carbon atoms, or were they Freds or Nicholsons, perhaps they were Perrys or Sandra Marker Blotterfron daughters, in anyness, that wraps up the current interest in staying current, with a bit of warm weather or not to have the animatronics move just a bit more. For your listening pleasure, peace plus love from the Isle of Inn and about a smallish pad of fluff on the seaboard side of a very squarely flowy city-sided dicey oopot frolic gastro, spasmotti, sea gesturing bits of San Francisco, aqua.
Earth irony, literally in quiet, and quiet, at night when the magnetics turn upward and the plants see it. I forgot when they come alive, most and mostly quiet too.